Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Nehemiah chapter 5 and verse 14. For the entire 12 years that I was governor of Judah, from the 20th year to the 32nd year of the reign of King Artaxerxes, neither I nor my officials drew on our official food allowance. I once heard about a military officer who took his men on an arduous training exercise. They were all carrying really heavy rucksacks, which pushed them to their limits. At one point, they had to climb over a gate, and the officer's rucksack split open to reveal that, although it appeared to be full, it was in fact empty, had no weight at all. In that moment, the officer completely lost the respect of his men, and rightly so. He didn't deserve it. It's impossible for leaders to command respect unless they live up to the highest standards. In today's verse, Nehemiah points out that during the 12 years that he was governor of Judah, he lived an exemplary life. The previous governors had been very different, laying heavy burdens on the people, and demanding not only a daily ration of food and wine, but also 40 pieces of silver. Nehemiah's credibility as a leader was founded on the fact that he never took advantage of the people. If you have the honor of being a church leader, you need to reflect frequently and carefully on the example that you set. Nobody's expecting you to be perfect, but people can rightly expect that you set a good example. That is to say, people should be able to look at you and get a good idea of what it means to follow Jesus. If you're not a church leader, it's important that you pray for your leaders and encourage them. Just like you, leaders are sinners, and they're subject to the same temptations as everyone else. Pray that God will keep them strong, so that their example will be a blessing to all who know them. Nehemiah's leadership depended upon his credibility and integrity, and nothing has changed for us today. So let me ask you a question. In what way are you able to support the church leaders that you know? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for the gift of leadership. We pray for your blessing on all the church leaders that we know. May they stay so close to you that they'll always set a really good example. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available to you at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God give you a really great day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.